Hey, Deadpan. Welcome to the Unshow number. You know, I said I was going to look up the number. It's the latest Deadpan Unshow, whatever number that might be. Pardon our appearance, I sound like shit. That would sum up how I'm feeling tonight. I seem to have got a little cold or something. That is why we're going to Unshow. I was planning on doing a real live full, not live, but a real full show, but it didn't happen. I even got some content this week. Thank you to the lovely and talented Amy Bowen, the Deadpan Ambassador. If you have anything to contribute, then you probably know the contact info, but I'll run it for you. You can email me your audio files or even just ideas or chit chat. My email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or that's really jack@jackmangan.com. Or the voicemail line. The phone is getting a little dusty up there in Seattle. It's 206-350-TOMI. That's 206-350-8664. Boy, you know, when I get a cold, I can almost give Mark Forman or the Computer King or Smar a run for their money with the deep voice. Lovely. The first of the week was Vanamond. He said, "Defcon Deadpan." Lost Ralph says, "Thanks for the good advice, Ed. Quote, a beer in the glass is worth two in the fridge," close quotes. Vanamond says, "A roving vagina can lead to hysterics, or so the ancient Greeks believed." Vanamond says, "A roving vagina can lead to hysterics, or so the ancient Greeks believed." Yes, that was intentionally duplicated. Just a Joe says, 10 cm of snow, 10 cm, 10 chocolate muffins, 10 Canadian moose, 10 children's mukluks. Nomad Scry says, CPIMM, 1812 Overture. Boom. DJ Bunny says, "Why do all scary movies have to have the bathroom mirror scene? It's been overdone. Get over it." And the last comment we'll read from the comments page. CJ says, "Well, I guess Long Pan prefers retro. Story of my life." There were 909 for the week, and it was a lovely, lively, active, fun week. All right, a big bomb to drop, actually, a Deadpan-related bomb, as well as some updates. We're still rolling on our Palooza stuff. I actually got some audio about the third man. I've actually received not a thing yet about UHF. We're actually covering both of these films, and the target date actually was crap. Where UHF is next week. All right, well, that can slip if need be. Well, we've got UHF and The Third Man that we're going to cover. That's if we get the you know, if we get the content. I received something new for the Nine Inch Smurfs project, and the official close date will actually be, jeez, I don't know, February 9th. So you can wrap it up and have a final product just in time for your sweetie on Valentine's Day. So actually, you know what, we'll say February 8th, so that it'll be ready for the February 9th episode. We actually have a really good number of people who've signed up to be part of the Earbuds Exchange, which is actually bringing earbuds back to life. What we'll actually be doing is I discussed this with Lo Pan in last week's episode, and I should follow his suggestion and post an actual post on Deadpan, which I will do, and that's when we'll set up some dates to make this thing a go. But basically, whether we use Groove Shark or trade MP3s or whatever the case may be, we're gonna pair off and trade off songs, and each participant will talk about the song that they offered up and the song that they received. That's it in a nutshell. If you want to play along, then contact me at the aforementioned contact info, and there's still room for other people to join in. If we end up with an odd number, then that's totally cool. I will gladly interface with two people out there. Yes, run with interface. All right, so the big news that we need to discuss. I actually had a pretty really good conversation with Michael R. Menengay of Farpoint Media this evening. And Farpoint Media has actually been floating all of us for years, and it has been a long, fun ride with Farpoint Media. They're now at the point where, to keep the servers running, Mike and the other partners are going to have to start paying money out of their pockets. So they're switching to a Libsyn-like model, meaning a Libsyn-like model of paying for shows. You know, where you pay them to host your show and all of your content. And again, I talked to Mike and let him know that I need to figure out what I'm going to do in light of this information. And Mike, being the class act that he's always been, we had a good conversation and we're both cool with however this turns out. So now I do have to turn to you guys and say we need to talk about this as a group, as a community. I hate to go Jimmy Swaggart and ask you guys to help pay the rent, but at this point in time, especially with this short time frame, I don't have it. So let's talk about this. If we can put together $120 a year, we can keep this thing going on Farpoint Media, which would be preferable because, again, Mike Menengay specifically, has been a class act and a good guy and a great friend. He's not the only one person in Farpoint Media who fits that description, but, as I say, staying with Farpoint is an option. However, I'm open to other ideas. I've discussed other potentially cheaper ideas with other people too. That would involve moving and all, but I'm not against doing that. Since this is a community and this is a great bunch of friends, and since this is the site that sits on a Farpoint server, is where we all kind of hang out from day to day, I'm open to discussions. I'm open to if people say, you know what? You haven't put out a good episode in like 3 years, man. We're all gonna go become Twitter fiends. Or we're gonna set up a PDPBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB I think the friendships and relationships around here that have been forged will not be severed. But that said, if we can keep Deadpan going at www.jackmangan.com, at Farpoint Media, then that sounds like a good option. Like I said, however, I am open to discuss other possibilities. As much as my life has changed dramatically on many, many different times since we started in March of 2006, I would prefer, and I know we've set and end we've set episode number 288 as the potential target end time for Deadpan, but I'd like to end on our terms. I'd like to end Deadpan when it's ready to end, not because I'd like it to be a decision, not like, oh well, we've been foreclosed and we're shutting down. All right, is that nice and rambly, predictably rambly and babbly for you? Since I'm talking about donations for Deadpan, would that be swaggered babble? Well, please suffer just a minute more of babble, or all right, a few more minutes of babble. But if we were to go with a kind of a, I don't know, a model where we're kind of chipping in to keep this thing afloat here, then we'll plug in the next track here. I'm open for ideas. I'm open. I can even put a thermometer on the site. I can just be completely transparent about how much is in the Deadpan coffers. And even as my lovely fiance suggested as we were discussing it, she said, if there is an excess, then that can go to things like a new microphone or a group excursion to laser tag when for the next meetup, or a fund for people to use to get here for the next meetup. Or hell, it can just go to next year's payment to Farpoint Media to keep Deadpan alive on their servers. Or Libsyn, or wherever we end up. So anyway, let's talk. I hate to drop this something of this magnitude in an unshow where my voice sounds like doom, but Farpoint's pay model kicks in pretty soon, so I felt like I had to drop it now. Anyway, enough of that uncomfortable business. And please, no pressure. Please feel no pressure. Whether you choose to pitch in or not, the fact that you're listening right now to an unshow is cool. Also, don't think of Farpoint as the villains, because they're obviously not the bad guys. So no, this is actually not an ironic mirroring of the plot of UHF. All right, enough about that. Thank you for listening to all this. Thank you for just being there. Regardless how this turns out, I'm damn proud to be your friend, and I'm damn proud of of the almost 5 years we've all had together here. All right, I believe next week's show will feature another guest conversation. And it may also feature the updated draft of the Nine Inch Smurfs with the latest additions, including the one I received just earlier today. And you know what? Another note on that, with all these unshows and just guest conversation shows, that doesn't mean that the skits have gone away from Deadpan. I still have a good couple of months of episodes of material written. So you'll hear skits again on Deadpan. And you know what? I would love to hear some skits from you. So don't be shy. Give it a try. All right, enough cheesy salesman talk for one fucking unshow. Good lord. All right, Deadpan has always been and always will be my friend and the motherfucking way. In the meantime, I will leave you with Corpus Christi. Good night, mush.